I'm Io Tillett Wright, and I'm an artist born and raised in New York City. Self-Evident Shoes is a photographic record of LGBTQ America today. My aim is to take a simple portrait of anyone who's anything other than 100% straight or feels like they fall on the LGBTQ spectrum in any way. My goal is to show the humanity that exists in every one of us through the simplicity of a face. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. It's written in the Declaration of Independence. We are failing as a nation to uphold the morals upon which we were founded. There is no equality in the United States. It's when you don't have to think about it. Simple as that. The fight for equal rights is not just about gay marriage. Today, in 29 states, more than half of this country, you can legally be fired just for your sexuality. I've heard hundreds of people give the same answer. We are all responsible for equality. So far, we've shot 300 faces in New York City, and we wouldn't have been able to do any of it without the generous support of the Human Rights Campaign. I want to take the project across the country. I want to visit 25 American cities, and I want to shoot 4,000 or 5,000 people. This is my contribution to the civil rights fight of my generation. I challenge you to look into the faces of these people and tell them that they deserve less than any other human being. Absolutely nothing could have prepared us for what happened after that. Almost 85,000 people watched that video, and then they started emailing us from all over the country asking us to come to their towns and help them to show their faces. And a lot more people wanted to show their faces than I had anticipated. So I changed my immediate goal to 10,000 faces. That video was made in the spring of 2011. And as of today, I have traveled to almost 20 cities and photographed almost 2,000 people. I know that this is a talk, but I'd like to have a minute of just quiet and have you just look at these faces, because there is nothing that I can say that will add to them. Because if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then a picture of a face needs a whole new vocabulary.